Hi, this is Pam Johnson. I'm sharing today an encounter that I had after a conference. The beginning of November, Seattle Revival Center had a Pacific Northwest prayer conference. Their speakers were Wanda Alger and someone I'd never heard of, Anna Mendez Farrell. Anna Mendez is an amazing SEAL-type intercessor, and if you go on YouTube, you'll really enjoy some of the things that you see there. She shared during the conference a testimony of being asked by God to go ask the African elephants in Kenya, Africa, for forgiveness from the slaughter that we had done to the elephants for their ivory. The video is quite impactful, and I found myself personally extremely impacted, so much so that I actually dreamed about it the following night. In the dream, Anna came to me and said, "You can do this too." I was thrilled and not sure what that might look like. Now, Stephen and I moved back from Texas to Washington a few years ago and knew that we wanted riverfront property. As soon as we began looking for it, we heard the accounts of the river we were looking at, flooding and death and destruction that followed it. We knew this was going to be our property, and we began applying the understanding that we, wherever we put our feet, we had authority over. And so we began to speak to the river. "You will remain within the boundaries God has given you and will not flood while we own this land." We also blessed the forest, the hills, the mountain range, and the moisture, that both the rain and the snow in that area. This summer, we had a drought, and we prayed daily for the right amount of rain. We always blessed the areas that we lived in. It's a big thing to us. We want to bless wherever we live. God has commanded us to do that. And often we lived in agricultural areas, so we prayed for the right amount of rain and snow, the right amounts of wind at the right time that the farmers could get the best harvest. Mostly it was praying for droughts to end and rain to come. And it always did. We have seen the river drop to its lowest level this summer. Now the news sources were telling us that the river is in western Washington had not been this high since 2015, truly flood stage. Communities around us were being evacuated as homes were in jeopardy, some already underwater. Our closest neighbor called Steve, and I could tell from his side of the conversation that our neighbor was fearful. Steve offered to pray with him and let out, and then something unusual happened. The neighbor prayed out loud. He had never done that. In fact, he'd been a stinker at times and a bit of a trial for both of us. So humbling himself to ask for God's help was a big deal. I had complete peace, and yet I kept praying as we watched the river rise, coming nearer and nearer to our riverfront yard. Our neighbors started coming down. We live in the lowest point of our cul-de-sac, and watching the river is a pastime here. But they were parroting those past scenarios, loss of houses, land, bridges, and deaths that had ensued over the years. Steve had gone down to measure how far the river had risen and how close it was to flooding our property, almost 2 feet from the top. The rain had been pouring down nonstop for a few days, and my weather app was indicating there was 100% rain for the next few days. I had been watching and praying, but now I sensed I was to go to visit the river. With peace in my heart, I told Steve, "I think I'm supposed to go to the river." I put on my rain gear and walked outside. I was greeted immediately by the neighbors talking. They were talking about removing an RV and another couple who were fully engaged in the fear and worry of the first fella. They walked up to me and began to share fully. I listened and gently but firmly replied, "That's not going to happen today." They shared more. I took a breath to reply and felt a shift and instead of disagreeing, I agreed with them. Yes, in the past these things had happened, and this may even be a perfect time for more of those things to happen again. But, and I let them know, we had prayed over this river, and I was certain this time was not that. In my heart, I was surprised as I heard myself. I was so confident and so at peace. I encouraged the neighbors to do what gave them peace, patting one gentleman on his shoulder as he walked away. I headed down to the river's edge, noting the huge beach we had enjoyed all summer long was now gone. I walked along on the last rocks above the water's edge, talking to God. Did you hear what I said? I sure hope you back me up. I don't usually talk like that. Those people don't know you, and we have been gently loving them and sharing who we know. What am I doing here, God? I sensed I was to place my feet in the water. So I stepped in and stood there watching the angry brown churning froth around my boots. Looking up at the expanse of the river, I spoke. Tilton River, I release you from death and destruction, and I realign you to agree with God's plan for your purpose, to bring forth life, and that abundantly. I waited. That seemed to be it. Nothing more was coming. I worshiped with the river's new identity and then turned and walked back to my home. The rain slowed. Steve took another measurement and the river was down 8 inches. Later that day, it had lowered 2 more feet and the rain was a light drizzle. I had not addressed the rain. The rain slowed and actually stopped for a while. Our neighbor stayed up all night watching the river. We went to bed and slept well. He called us as soon as our lights went on the next morning, telling Steve, "God heard our prayers, and I'm going to bed now. I'm really tired." The rain stopped for half of the day, and the river has continued to go down. I am so excited about the life that will begin on these banks for the families in this community. God is so good to back up our faith and our words that Anna had taught and I learned I could partner with heaven and bring the realm of peace to earth.